on the Badger Sports Network.
Yeah.
From Learfield IMG College, Badger Basketball is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. It's game time.
Davison bulldogs his way. Dameline scoops it up and in. Trice for three in the tie. Got it. Hits a pass. Potter low on the left. Slam dunk. Potter with the punch.
Now let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePage.
Good evening from inside our Big Ten studio at Camp Randall Stadium. Alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer, Dave McCann, Jeff Bell from UW Video Services, and back at our network studio, Devin Feely. This is Matt LePage. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. The quarterfinal round of this Big Ten Conference tournament, the Badgers and the Hawkeyes, part three. Iowa has won the first two rounds, a 15-point win in Madison back a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, in fact. And Sunday, Iowa held off Wisconsin. Badgers actually led late in that game, and then Iowa caught them and passed them and won 77-73 in a down-to-the-wire game. So now the Badgers get another shot at him, and you know they want one, and they got one, barely, but they're here in the quarterfinal round.
And we weren't in that locker room at Carver-Hawkeye after the Badgers lost on Sunday, but we heard what it was like, and it was a mix of anger and disappointment. And now is the opportunity to challenge and really channel those emotions into energy to start this game against Iowa, because this is a rematch you wanted. Now do something with it.
I think one of the encouraging things about last night, and when leads nearly evaporate, it can get lost, Mike, and we were talking about it as it was unfolding, because the Badgers did not shoot the ball well in the early minutes of that game. But they got to the free throw line. They converted, and that I think kept their head above water when Penn State was maybe feeling pretty good about itself. How much you can get to the line against Iowa remains to be seen. But it was good to see this team get some things done in multiple ways.
Well, it's a fair question you pose. But in that second half against the Hawkeyes, as you well know by now, the Badgers shot 53%. They were 7-13 from the 3-point line, but they also were 8 of 8 from the free throw line. So that factored into their comeback. Four critical, crucial, clutch free throws sunk by Jonathan Davis in that second half.
And he played well, had four steals in that game, and showed the ability to attack the basket against Iowa. And it was a game that Demetri Trice played but 25 minutes, well below the season average. Had foul trouble, eventually fouled out on a controversial foul late in the game. Demetri had talked going into this tournament about trying to hunt his shot early in games. He only scored 7 points, but he distributed the ball well, matching a career high with 9 assists. But we kind of go back to what we've been talking about here, Mike. The Badgers got big production from Aline Ford and Brad Davison, Nate Reavers with encouraging signs. But we have seen Demetri Trice go on some pretty good scoring sprees, and I guess we'd say feel free if you have another one in you tonight.
Yeah, because you're all on the clock, and he knows it better than most. And I think that for this team to have success against Iowa, it's going to need a little more Trice and a little more Potter. Now, how much are either one of them going to be able to give remains to be seen. But last night, Potter played only 18 minutes and had 6 points, 4 rebounds. But against this Iowa defense, which has been very good down the stretch, or better, let's put it that way, better. I'm not going to go very good, better than it had been earlier in the season. You got to find a way to extend some of those players and maybe get Garza out of the paint, and you can do that by hitting some threes.
Well, what they've done is they become solid on the defensive end. When these teams met on February 18th, Iowa's ranking in defensive efficiency was 108th nationally. Now it's 63rd. I mean, they've been good, and they're good at inside the arc. Teams only shoot 45% inside the three-point line. That's a few notches below the Division I average. They're doing it by playing more man-to-man defense. They're mixing things up less. We were hearing this about Penn State. So they, as efficient as they are, and only Gonzaga is more efficient offensively, if you're solid defensively, then you at least you have a chance to make some noise here this month.
And McCaffrey has some options where he can keep an opposing offense a little off balance with what he does. And you're right, he's leaned more towards man-to-man this season, especially of late, feeling that's the best defense to play. He thought in the past, and he was his harshest own critic, he felt like he played too much zone at times, and maybe that wasn't conducive to the players that he had on the floor.
By the way, your officials for tonight were still a few minutes away from the opening tip. We know that's become a bit of a storyline. People wonder. The men with the whistles for this game will be DJ Carstensen, Rob Riley, and Lewis Garrison. Carstensen, of course, part of that crew. He's pretty good rep, to say the least, as an official in the conference. He was on the crew on Sunday, but his rep is quite good, and certainly he hasn't been the one drawing the ire of Badger fans. The one who is not working this game here tonight. Well, these teams have met a handful of times in the Big Ten tournament. Iowa knocked them off when the year the Badgers were a one seed, as a matter of fact. Dick Bennett's Badgers beat Iowa in 1999, and then Orlando Tucker several years later banked in a three at the horn in a 59-56 Wisconsin win. We've talked about how the Badgers have given fans a lot of memorable games and great moments. Well, that was certainly one of them, what Tuck did to the Hawkeyes.
I talked with Lando Tucker, Dean Oliver, and Joe Krabbenhoff this week for a story I wrote on the Badger assistants, all of whom have won a Big Ten tournament championship. Now, Tucker's championship ring came while he wasn't playing. He was injured that season. He wound up playing in a couple of finals and not winning, but he still remembers that shot against Iowa vividly. It was a bank shot. He's mm-hmm. not afraid to say it. It was one of the more famous shots in tournament history. Dean Oliver was on an Iowa team his senior year that came into the tournament as a sixth seed, had lost seven of its last eight regular season games, and proceeded to win four straight.
Back in 01.
Yeah, yep. Reggie Evans was the tournament MVP. And Dean just pointed out that's what can happen. He said there are similarities between both that Iowa team and this Wisconsin team because of how they finished the regular season. The record was a little bit deceiving, he felt, in that they were getting better. They were getting better but not winning, and then they finally put it all together.
And that's where, again, you want to be on a roll, but there have just been enough examples over the years where you could stumble to the finish line in the regular season, and it's not like you turn on the switch, but you play better and you're rewarded for it in the postseason. The Badgers dropped five of their final six going into this tournament, and you know, they held on. They were hanging on for dear life last night, but they won the game. So be happy about that. And they were smiling. We haven't seen that a lot from this team walking off the floor. So see if there can be a little night-to-night carryover in that regard. At least they had a little bit of weight lifted off their shoulders by getting a positive result.
I don't know about you, but in just watching some of these tournament games, I have this feeling. It's a suspicion. No, it's a feeling that all of these teams that are going to be playing next week just want to start playing next week. I mean, don't get me wrong. They want to win. Most of these top teams want to win a Big Ten tournament championship. But I think they want to get out of this league and play somebody fresh, don't you?
Absolutely. Well, you got, two number one seeds, right, and probably a couple of number two seeds in the Big Ten conference. And fingers crossed that teams in this league can avoid COVID issues. We have seen it with three very high-profile teams this week. Duke earlier in the week. Virginia today bowing out of the ACC tournament. Kansas bowing out of its semifinal round. It increases the blood pressure of folks probably all across the country. Fingers crossed that the news remains good. You get negative results here for the rest of the season for all of these teams getting ready for the NCAA tournament.
And of those three programs, the two Blue Bloods and the defending national champions, Duke has shut it down for the rest of the season. Now, they were not going to make the NCAA tournament unless they won the ACC tournament, and they just felt it was best to say, that's enough, we're not moving forward. It kind of eliminated a sticky situation where they would have to determine whether they wanted to play in the NIT or not.
Mm-hmm. And with, so you don't think even getting the title game, brand matters. If they got into the title game of the ACC tournament, lost
they
a close one?
They would have to win it, I think.
Really? I guess it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, now it doesn't.
Now, and Virginia, they're sweating it out. You know, Tony Bennett talked about it being a gut punch today. Of course it is. And the team that they played yesterday and won at the buzzer, Syracuse, today, the word is everybody tested negative. But, you know, that doesn't mean you're out of the woods. They'll be tested. Everybody's got to have seven straight negative days to be able to get into their NCAA tournament play.
So appreciate what you have, and don't take it for granted.
Well, it is a reminder, right? I think early in the season, we were all kind of holding our breath, and the Badgers had to juggle the schedule out of conference. They had to juggle things a little bit within the conference because of other teams' issues. But then you go through a stretch where it's there, and for the players, obviously, it's there every day with their daily testing. But for the rest of us, like, yeah, they're playing. They got a game coming up this weekend. Well, it's a harsh reminder this week that nothing at all is guaranteed, in obviously in anything in life, but in terms of a basketball schedule. So these teams are going to play, though, tonight, the Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes, and the third opportunity for Wisconsin to beat Iowa this season.
And certainly one of the matchups everybody will be watching closely in the early going for a couple of reasons will be Joe Wieskamp, and I'm guessing that maybe Tyler Wall will be checking him initially. They'll be watching Wieskamp, number one, because he's coming off the injury, but number two, he got off to a fabulous start against Wisconsin last Sunday. It was Luca Garza said he was well on his way to 40 when he left the game at about 11:44 in the first half. He had 12 points and hadn't missed a shot from the field. He's just been an incredibly talented offensive player all season long. Doesn't get enough attention only because he's playing in the shadows of the National Player of the Year in Luca Garza.
I was looking at his facial expression there in the bay. It could be trying to lull you to sleep. He didn't look like he was feeling the greatest, but the problem on Sunday was the foot or the ankle. But he is in the starting five here for the Hawkeyes tonight, as the Badgers, as the sixth seed, will be wearing the road cardinal in the white trim. The Hawkeyes in their gold unis in the black trim. It'll be Nate Reavers and Luca Garza jumping center. DJ Karstensen puts it in the air, toss and tap to the Hawkeyes. They'll move to our right. We are underway at Lucas Oil Stadium, and naturally the Badgers are man-to-man on the defensive end. Luca Garza at the top of the circle. A handoff to Joe Wieskamp against Tyler Wall. Wieskamp on the right wing with a pass fake, throwing to Bohannon between the circles. He'll feed Garza. Scoops it back to Bohannon on the right side. Whips it to Garza at the top of the key. Left-hand dribble in the lane. He stops. He pivots. He'll fade and fire. Back iron no good. Rebound Brad Davison. One and out for Iowa. Badgers move to our left on the first possession of the night.
Good job by Reavers, forcing a tough two out of Garza.
Hawkeyes man-to-man defensively. Here's a lean forward outside left. He'll throw to Davison between the circles. Rotates the Wall in the right wing. Flips to Reavers at the top. They two dribbles, a handoff to Trice, curls to the foul line, feeds Davison, three in the air, left side no, rebound back tap by Ford, out to Trice, second chance for Wisconsin. Trice at the top against Bohannon, throws to Davison on the left wing, he's against Wieskamp. Davison dribbles to the foul line, feeds Ford, straight away three, good, to open up the scoring, and Aleem Ford, who was 5 of 6 last night, is 1 for 1 to start this Friday evening.
He had a hand in his face too by McCaffrey and still made the shot.
Minute 15 gone by, 3-0 Wisconsin. Connor McCaffrey with a bounce to Luca Garza, backing on Reavers, one pump, leans, throws it up right hand, good. Garza gets Iowa on the board, 3-2 Wisconsin, a minute 25 gone by. Dimitri Trice sets the floor along the right sideline. He'll throw to Reavers between the circles. Reavers holds, loops it to Trice, high on the left. C.J. Frederick defending. Trice drifting to the right. Garza gets him on a switch. A throw inside. Reavers catches low inside on the right. The shot's blocked by Garza. Comes down to Wall. Reverse layup. No good. Garza clears for Iowa. Minute 50 into the game. 3-2 Wisconsin. Bohannon drops it back to Garza, top of the circle. Hands off to Wieskamp. Turns to the top of the key. Covered up by Wall. A throw to Bohannon. High on the left. Into Garza. Low on the left. Right left shoulder turn. Throws it up. Missed, but a foul. And it looks like they'll get Nate Reavers with the game's first foul.
Matt, at the other end of the floor, that was a surprising quickness shown by Luca Garza recovering on defense where that ball was entered into the paint. To Reavers, he was matched against a smaller player in Wieskamp. And what happened was Garza just recovered and altered the shot attempt.
Yeah, it's one of the things that, you know, the better you are, the more you get nitpicked. And looking at Garza at the next level, I think there are some concerns about a lack of quickness that could hurt him at that level. And showed some Sutton is for a big fella as he misses the first free throw. Garza a little better than 70% at the foul line. Iowa does so many things well, but as a team, they're not great at the foul line. 71% as a team that ranks ninth in conference play. Second free throw is good. Garza splits, and the game is tied at three. We're 2 minutes into the game. Little three quarters look defensively from the Hawkeyes. As Demetric Trice through the center court logo with a jump pass to Tyler Wall. Gets around Garza, drives off the right wing to the cup layup. Good for Tyler Wall. And it's 5-3 Wisconsin early on in Indianapolis. Jordan Bohannon throwing to Wieskamp. He's against Trice. Size advantage, Wieskamp puts it on the deck. Baseline left, 10-footer in the air. Off the bounce is good. Wieskamp with his first points. We're tied at five.
Didn't hesitate, Wieskamp, to take advantage of that matchup against the smaller Trice.
2.5 minutes gone by. At the top of the circle is Brad Davison drifting to his right. He'll toss to Ford, sends to Wall on the left side, goes into Micah Potter, who had checked in for Nate Reavers. Potter backing on Garza, left block, left shoulder turn, up right hand, missed it off the left side iron. Connor McCaffrey the rebound for Iowa. McCaffrey to the forecourt for the Hawkeyes. He'll flip to Bohannon between the circles. Right side toss for C.J. Frederick. Left hand flip for Wieskamp. Good close out by Wall. Wieskamp nearly a 50-50 shooter from three. Drives right lane line. Runs it back out to McCaffrey. Tries a three. Left side. Off the rim. No. Potter the rebound for Wisconsin.
Could live with that all day. McCaffrey shooting from the rim.
29% as a three-point shooter is Connor McCaffrey. Here's Trice for three straight away. In and out. No good. Potter the rebound. Low on the right. Up and in with a putback. 7-5 Wisconsin. Not quite 3.5 minutes into the game. Jordan Bohannon throwing to Connor McCaffrey at the top of the circle. Bounce pass to Garza. Right of the lane. Faces up on Potter. Puts it on the deck left hand. He'll pivot. Up right hand. Rolls in. Right side iron to cut and it fell through. Garza with 5 early points. 7-7 the score.
Garza has a great feel and touch for a big man in that paint.
16-15 left in the first half. Tied at 7. Wall throwing to Ford, top of the circle. Looks a pass into Potter. Left of the lane. Backs on Garza. Wants the up and under, and that is well short. Short-armed it. And good defense from Garza. Here comes Bohannon up the left sideline. Chased by Demetric Trice. Bohannon throwing to Wieskamp high on the left. Around a Potter or a Garza ball screen. A throwback to Garza. Tries a three. Around and out from left of the circle. Halfway down. Popped out. Davison the rebound for Wisconsin.
He really hurt Wisconsin from three in that first game. Garza had 4 triples.
He's a 43% shooter from deep. Luka Garza. Potter left side. He'll try a three. And that's in and out. No good. Rebound Wieskamp. 4.5 minutes in. Tied at 7. Jordan Bohannon throwing to Connor McCaffrey outside left. McCaffrey on the right-hand dribble. Leaves it for Wieskamp at the top. Finds a curling Frederick. Leans in. 14-footer. Good. C.J. Frederick, his first points. He averages 8 a game. 9-7 Iowa. 15-15 left in the half.
Frederick won that battle with Davison with his ability to move without the ball and sharp cut.
Brad Davison at the top of the circle for Wisconsin. Ball screen from Potter. A hedge from Garza. Throw to Ford left of the circle. Goes into Micah. Mid post left. Back to the basket. Single coverage Garza. Micah backing. Backing near the left block with Soule. And he walked with the ball.
There's a situation from my perspective where he just got to kick it to a teammate.
Yep.
He waited way too long to get something initiated against Garza.
In our first media timeout of the night, no one can thrive on an empty stomach, and that's why Alliant Energy continues to help fight hunger in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy using our energy for good in the communities we serve. And it's a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Citgo is fueling game day and every day. Right now, save 5 cents on every gallon with the Club Citgo app. Go Badgers. Terms and conditions apply. From the American Family Insurance Broadcast. 14:53 left in the first half. Iowa 9, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College. Hey, Badger fans, if when you bite into a pizza, the first words out of your mouth are, wow, that's an amazing crust, then you need to try the all-new Brewpub Hearty Artisan Crust Pizza. Everything you've come to expect from Brewpub Pizza, but now in an artisan crust featuring a light, crisp bite. Available in your grocer's freezer. And fans, say big on thousands of items for your home and get 11% off everything at Menards. See store for details. 9-7 Iowa, a little more than 5 minutes gone by. As we resume play, and Jordan Bohannon brings it to the front court. Gets it to C.J. Frederick, throwing to Connor McCaffrey. Outside left, a bounce into Garza against Reavers. Low on the left, throws it up, got it, it counts, and Reavers is hit with his second foul.
Reavers cheated and got burned. He tried to front Garza. That didn't work very well. He was out of position, well out of position, and that's the result. 2-1.
Well, you can see what he was trying to do, right? Make it tough to get it to Garza, but Luka is so big, and
you
he
saw
can
the
get
strength
physical.
There in the evidence, didn't you, with the way he just Reavers bounced off him.
Luka Garza to the free throw line. Potter back in for Reavers as Garza connects on the free throw, and it's 12-7 Iowa. 14:38 left in the first half. 1-2-2 three-quarter look from the Hawkeyes. Davison will break it as he'll drift off near the right sideline, throwing to Trice at the center circle. Jonathan Davis on the floor for Wisconsin. Potter and Ford rounding out the five. Micah with the ball outside left, throws to Davison. He'll feed Ford up top against Connor McCaffrey. He's off to Davis, flips to Potter at the top. Shot clock at five. Letting it fly is Trice, and bricked it wide left. And maybe scraped the rim. Potter rebounds, and he'll get the putback. He just clipped the left side of the iron, did Dimitri Trice, and that got the clock to reset. Here's Bohannon driving left of the lane, throws it away. He wanted Frederick in the right corner, picked off by Davis. He's driving left lane line and fouled. And Jonathan Davis bringing it up the floor. Badgers pulled it within three, 12-9. With 13:56 left in the half.
Davis has been on a good streak lately, scoring double figures in 6 of 10. He had 10 points last night against Penn State, 11 in Iowa City. Potter has impressed me with his hustle on the offensive glass. He's got two offensive boards and putbacks against Garza.
Fouls on Connor McCaffrey, his first. Trevor Anderson checking in, inbounding. Davis has it. It's at the wall at the right elbow against Garza. And Tyler will retreat outside the arc of the right side. Flips to Davison. Goes to Anderson. Refeeds Brad high on the right. Finds Garza at the top of the circle. Inside feed. Davison catches. Gets out of traffic. Gets it off to Jonathan Davis. Five to shoot. Davis left of the lane. Off balance. Shooting missing. Rebound to Keegan Murray. The freshman out of Cedar Rapids. And here's C.J. Frederick throwing to Garza. Leaves it for Bohannon around a Garza screen. Moving left to the elbow goes Bohannon. Gets it to Frederick. Pass deflected by Wall. Gathered by Murray. Behind the back on the dribble. Off the right wing. He'll spin. Up right hand. Good. Keegan Murray, who had 13 points and 6 rebounds on Sunday against Wisconsin, gets his first two tonight. 14-9 Iowa, 13:07 left in the first half.
I think he used the word Sunday effortlessly. That's how he scores, Murray.
Very good-looking freshman. Potter at the right point. Garza out on him. A pass for Davis, top of the circle. He's with Patrick McCaffrey. Now Davison, right of the lane, goes to the goal. Pushed it up and in. Brad Davison on the attack. His first points, 14-11 Iowa. Bohannon inside feed. Garza running the floor, and the big man is rewarded. He'll catch and score. 16-11 Iowa, 12:40 left in the first half.
It's tough enough to defend Garza without making it easy for him in transition.
Garza already with 10 points in this game. Davison off the left wing. He'll kick to Potter. Clean look at a three right side. That is an air ball that goes out of bounds. Ooh, wide open, but the shot way off the mark. 16-11. Iowa leading Wisconsin. And the Hawkeyes will be back on offense. Iowa's ability, it's like we've talked about this forever with Michigan State. Make or miss, they'll get it out of the net and go. And that was what Iowa did a moment ago. And the big man, Garza, running the floor, was rewarded. He will check out right now as the Hawkeyes go smaller. Joe Toussaint, the sophomore out of the Bronx in the game, starts the offense. Gives off to C.J. Frederick on the dribble to the right elbow. Flips to Patrick McCaffrey. Gets it to Wieskamp. He'll catch. Shoots a three off the right side iron. No good. Rebound Davis for Wisconsin. 12:03 left in the half. 16-11 Iowa. Brad Davison at the left point. High screen Potter. Davison top of the circle. He'll drive right. Lane line goes up, and that's swatted away and out of bounds. Keegan Murray, as we will have the under 12 media timeout. A foul was called. I don't know if that was Frederick, perhaps, the guilty party. And that is the case. It's on C.J. Frederick, his first, and the team's second. The All of Us research program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at joinallofus.org/Wisconsin. And the Ford F-Series is America's best-selling truck for 44 years. Make one officially yours at your Wisconsin or UP Ford dealer today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:56 left in the first half, Iowa 16, Wisconsin 11. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College. Dairyland Seed offers Wisconsin farmers elite genetics in corn, soybeans, alfalfa, and silage. Visit DairylandSeed.com to learn more. And be a Badger wherever you call home while balancing work and family with UW-Madison Online's fully online bachelor's degrees. Learn more at online.wisc.edu. Luca Garza putting on a show here. He has 10 points already. We have 11:56 left in the first half. Iowa 16, Wisconsin 11.
The Badgers work really hard in practice on their transition defense. They realize how important it is to their overall concept of team defense, especially when you're matched up against a guy like Luca Garza, who's relentless, has an incredible motor, that you've got to run the floor. And we saw just a couple of possessions ago, Garza scoring an easy basket, outrunning Wisconsin to the other end of the floor. No one picking him up. Potter was late. And that just can't happen. It puts you in too much of a hole.
And they're going to need a lot of Micah Potter here for the time being. Nate Reavers on the bench with a couple of fouls. We mentioned this on Sunday about Garza, the things that he does, and then so much he does at such an elite level for college basketball. But in the Big Ten, he leads the team in minutes, you know, better than 32 a game.
He's in great condition.
He is. As Trevor Anderson, baseline right, will be inbounding. Looking, throwing to Potter along the right sideline. Feeds Jonathan Davis high on the right. Toussaint is out on Davis. Right side for Trice. Dimitrik will drift back out front. Sends to Davis. Feeds Trevor Anderson. Shot clock is at 8. Now Trice high on the right. Flips to Wall. Off the left wing. Kicks to Anderson. Tries a 3 left side. Off the back iron. No good. Garza the rebound for Iowa. 11:30 left in the half. 16-11 the Hawkeyes. Badgers just 5 of 16 from the floor and 1 of 7 from the arc. Toussaint, right lane line, hits the brakes. He'll throw to Joe Wieskamp, driving left lane line. Pivots, trying to work against Wall. The fadeaway is an air ball tipped in the air. Potter pulls it down. Good D from Tyler Wall. Here's Dimitri Trice up the right side of the floor. Wieskamp will meet him. Trice will drift out high. And working against Garza on the switch, turns it back to Wieskamp, and the floater in the lane. Offensive foul called on Dimitrik Trice. Toussaint took the hit, and that's the first foul on Trice.
You could see that one coming, couldn't you, a little bit, the way he dribbled it into traffic. Trying to score on a floater. Toussaint with the defensive play. He's a valuable guy. We've talked about that every time Iowa plays Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Doesn't get enough credit for what he does coming off the bench.
Yep. Started 20 games last year for Iowa. Toussaint with the ball right now off the Garza screen. Slips it in the Garza low on the left. Easy money for Luca Garza. He has 12, and it's 18-11 Iowa. 10:45 left of the first half. Here's Dimitrik Trice. Badgers started slowly last night shooting the ball, and it's more of the same here. But they did heat up last night. Let's see if they can do that here tonight. Here's Tyler Wall backing on Murray. Left block. Wall still backing. Garza the double pass intended for Potter. It's batted around. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Iowa.
Just a low percentage pass attempt by Tyler Wall. Potter wasn't looking. Had his back turned to Wall, and Wall tried to squeeze a bounce pass into him.
It's the third Wisconsin turnover. On Sunday, they turned it only 7 times. And actually had just 8 miscues last night, although the Penn State pressure bothered them. Toussaint is called for an offensive foul. He was working against Trice, got to the free throw line, and then pushed off and got caught. That's the first on Joe Toussaint. As Trice did a good job selling that there as they were starting to get tangled up. 10:15 left in the half, 18-11, Iowa.
I'd like to see him get 4 to shot. He made his first one. They haven't gone back to him. He's been on the bench. He's now back on the floor.
And they cover him up very quickly. He is on the catch. Keegan Murray was out there right on him, about a step and a half beyond the three-point line. Potter left foul line extended. Throws to Trice. Dimitrik left of the lane. Penetrates. Wanted to whip it to Ford. The pass deflected out of bounds. Aline was camped in the right corner. 8 to shoot, 9:53 left in the half, 18-11 Iowa.
The reason I said that about Ford, that first shot was smooth, and he's coming off his best game of the season.
Trice baseline right. Floats it into Davis. He'll feed Davison up top. Long three straight away. Money. Brad Davison, his first triple tonight, 18-14 Iowa, 9:45 left in the first half. Davison had 15 points, five dimes last night against Penn State. Wieskamp high on the right. Davison defends. Wieskamp puts it on the deck. Davison is really into him in a low throw, but dug out by Garza between the circles. He hands off to Murray to the free throw line behind the back on the dribble against Ford. Low on the left. Goes up. No good. Rebound fought for. Murray wins the fight. Back up. Missed badly the chip shot for the right side, and the rebound cleared by Potter. 9:15 left in the half, 18-14 Iowa.
Potter's got five rebounds already in this game.
Here's Davison. Steps back, another three in the air. Money again. Brad Davison has hit a couple of triples. 18-17 Iowa, 9:02 left in the first half. Toussaint high on the right, bounce pass Garza. Right of the lane, faces up on Potter. Garza gets it back out to Toussaint. Turns it to Murray on the left side. Flips to Garza high on the left. One dribble, fakes the handoff to Wieskamp. Now gets it to Wieskamp against Potter. A step back baseline left, tough jumper. Back rim and over the glass, out of bounds to Wisconsin. 6-point run here for the Badgers, courtesy of Brad Davison hitting back-to-back threes.
Continuing a streak that started 6 games ago. Brad's been very good offensively, very efficient at the offensive end.
Yeah, shooting 41% from the three-point line in that six-game stretch, making his 122nd career start. 8:40 left in the half, 18-17 Iowa. Connor McCaffrey back in the game. He's checking Aleem Ford. Ford with a pass for Potter. Gives it up to Davison, left side against Garza. Davison on the dribble through the lane, going left to right, feeds Davis in the paint. Knocked away, Wieskamp. Potter is there. Up right hand. Yes, sir. That's an excuse me play, and it worked for Potter. He has six, and the Badgers lead 19-18. 8:15 left in the first half. Jordan Bohannon throwing at Connor McCaffrey. Cuts off the left wing. Takes a right block, feeds Garza low on the right. Two more for Garza. 14 of the 20 points for Iowa belonging to Luka Garza. 20-19, the Hawkeyes. 8 minutes left till halftime.
Money in the bank when you get the ball to Garza that close to the rim.
And Garza picks off a Jonathan Davis pass, chased by Potter. Garza to the rim, and he got fouled by Potter. And the shot was missed, but Garza will go to the free throw line. That's the first foul on Micah Potter as we have a timeout in Indianapolis. Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you to win 2021-2022 Badger basketball season tickets. In or now at amfam.com/Badgers. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:51 left in the first half. Iowa 20, Wisconsin 19. This is Badger basketball from Learfield, IMG College. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. If you have a smartphone or tablet, you can have your bank with you wherever you go. With U.S. Bank Mobile, you'll spend less time managing your money and more time doing the things you love. Sign up today at usbank.com or your app store. Restrictions and fees may apply. U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC. 20-19, Iowa leading Wisconsin with 7:51 left in the first half.
Badgers were able to, for the most part, keep Garza off the free throw line in the first two games they played. He was 4 of 5 in Madison, 2 of 3 from the stripe last Sunday. He's back to the line right now. He's already made 2 of 3 in this ballgame.
14 of the 20 on the board for the Hawkeyes, courtesy of the Big Ten Player of the Year. Two-time Big Ten Player of the Year, in fact.
Select list, isn't it? Mateen Cleaves and Jimmy Jackson.
First free throw is good for Luka Garza. Yeah, I went back and forth, but I checked the box for Garza. Io Dosunmu, just a terrific player, too. He is telling us all once again, or showing us all. Didn't have to say much. He lets the play take care of things, and Io has done that. Both free throws good for Garza. 22-19 Iowa. A little three-quarter pressure again. Trice throwing to Nate Weavers on the floor with two fouls. Nate trying to split a double team. Tough pass, and it was tapped by Davison out of bounds. Had to dive for it to try to keep it alive. He was trying to tap at the Ford in the left corner, but it went out of bounds. Nate in there with two fouls. We've talked for quite a while now. Greg Gard doesn't do that much by rule, but he's made some exceptions here. Micah picked up his first foul a moment ago. It's still just 8% of the time. But that's up quite a bit. It's usually in that 2-3% range. We saw two-foul participation. That refers to players in the first half out there with two. Frederick off the left wing, runs it up, missed. Rebound, a lean forward for Wisconsin. 7:17 left in the half, 22-19, the Hawkeyes. Here's Dimitri Trice. Outside left against Bohannon. Dimitri, baseline left, a little off balance, but he knew what he was doing as he hits the short J, and it's now 22-21 Iowa. First points for Dimitri Trice. Here's Bohannon, outside left, puts it on the deck to the free throw line, and he walked with the ball, shuffled in the lane. And a lean forward took one where you don't want to. He's all right.
You know, Bohannon was really quiet in the first half in their last meeting and then exploded for 16 points in the second half.
Also had 8 assists and 6 rebounds in that game. Here's Trice across half court to Davis. Back to Trice, high on the right, on the dribble to the foul line. A step in the lane, it's good. With the jumper off the dribble, and the Badgers lead 23-22. 6:35 left of the first half. Then Trice went down at the other end. Wide open Bohannon, but missed the triple from left of the circle. The Badgers clear the board. They break for Wisconsin. Here's Davison. Bobs off a high screen from Reavers. Brad right lane line. Kicks to Jonathan Davis right corner. Steps up. Mid-range jumper. Good. First points for Jonathan Davis. 25-22 Wisconsin. 6:15 left in the half.
Made an identical shot coming out of the right corner to the wing against Penn State last night.
Well, we talked about it a few minutes ago. Would the Badgers heat up? The answer is yes. They've made their last 6 shots. Here's Wieskamp high on the left. Drives on Davis to the rim. Layup good. Wieskamp picking on the freshman. Wieskamp with 4. 25-24 Wisconsin. 5:55 left in the first half. Dimitri Trice with a bounce for Reavers between the circles. He's with Luca Garza. Eight angles left, gives off to Trice at the top, hooks a pass to Ford. Ford against Connor McCaffrey. Aleem lost the handle, ball is loose. Ford gathered it, but he stepped out of bounds as he gathered, and the ball will belong to Iowa off the Wisconsin turnover.
The one thing with Wieskamp where you have to respect his three-point shooting ability, leads the Big Ten in percentage, is that if you close too quickly, he'll put the ball on the floor and go right around you.
As he just demonstrated, 4 points for Wieskamp. 5.5 minutes left in the first half, 25-24 Wisconsin. Bohannon hooks a pass to Connor McCaffrey, top of the circle, and tried to shovel it in to Garza, but it's punted out of bounds by Aleem Ford. Winner of this game will play Illinois tomorrow afternoon. The Illini took care of business emphatically, defeating Rutgers 90-68. Afternoon session winners were Michigan and Ohio State. Those two teams will play tipping at noon central tomorrow. Wieskamp, sideline left, gets it into McCaffrey. He's against Ford, throwing to Garza. Garza moving in on Reavers, low on the left. Now double team. Garza gets it out of there to Connor McCaffrey. Lines up a 3, left of the circle, rattles out, no good. Aleem for the rebound. 5:10 left of the first half, 25-24 Wisconsin. Badgers with this hot stretch now have hit 50% from the floor. They have made their last 6 shots. Davison goes inside to lean forward. It will not get any easier than that. Makes the catch, sends it through. Little dunk from Aleem Ford, 27-24 Wisconsin. Taking advantage of a bust defensively for the Hawkeyes. Garza puts it on the floor. Pivots left of the lane. Feeds McCaffrey. Throws to Frederick. He'll try a 3. Right side. Bangs off the rim. No good. Davis elevates for the rebound. He'll turn and go. Jonathan Davis to the front court. He'll drive left lane line on Connor McCaffrey. Throws it up. Blocked by Garza. Saved by McCaffrey. Back to Garza. Terrific defensive play by the Hawkeyes. Here's Bohannon. Left of the lane. Leaves it for Garza. Tries a 3. Off the rim and out. No good. And they'll get Davis in for the foul. He and McCaffrey battling for the rebound, and Davison is hit with his first foul.
Throughout this season, we've talked about the aggressiveness of Jonathan Davis, and I love that out of the freshman. At times, he's overly aggressive, and he gets himself in trouble.
Well, I tell you what, Luca Garza got away with one because he was out of bounds and didn't really look like he had established inbounds. Maybe he did, with a terrific play by both Garza and McCaffrey at the other end. 4:23 left in the half, 27-24 Wisconsin. Iowa ball. Bohannon baseline right. Looking. And a bounce into Keegan Murray. On the right side, dribbles to the foul line. Open jumper, short. Rebound, Ford tips. And it's batted in the air, pulled down by Tyler Wall. 4:15 left in the first half. Badgers up 3. Dimitri Trice out front, and a whistle out high, and a foul is called. Jordan Bohannon. First trying to fight through a screen, not real happy right now. And Bohannon called for the foul. It'll be his first. He's a good campaigner, just like his brother Zach. He got rocked.
He knows how to play the game.
He got rocked by Potter. Oh, yeah. And I'm a fan of the guy, I gotta admit.
I'm a fan of that family.
My Bohannon bias, or our Bohannon bias. Where the ball is Tyler Wall. He'll throw to Ford, left side, feeds Potter. He'll hand it to Trice. Off the Potter screen, Trice for three on the right side. Back rim, no. Rebound, Tyler Wall. And gets it into Potter, low on the left shot. Blocked by Keegan Murray. Potter was looking to dunk, and Murray was having none of it. Here's C.J. Frederick at the top of the circle. Throws to Jordan Bohannon, stamps off a three. Off the rim, guards to the rebound, back up and in. Luka Garza with 18 here in this first half. 27-26 Wisconsin, 3:33 left till halftime.
That was only the second offensive rebound the Badgers had given up, and it was costly.
Here's Wall, feeds Potter, open three, right of the circle, good. Micah Potter with 9 here in the first half. 30-26 Wisconsin, 3:20 left to the break. Jordan Bohannon, top of the circle, whips it to Connor McCaffrey, high on the left. And he runs into Ford. Offensive foul as Aleem looked like he took
got
one.
In the throat.
Woo. And he went down in a hurry.
Time for a review?
Probably. Yeah, it's probably going to happen. It's the second foul, by the way, on Connor McCaffrey. We will have a media timeout. But before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield, IMG College. The Badgers postseason play is brought to you by Annex Wealth Management. Know the difference. We'll step away from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3:12 left in the first half. Wisconsin 30, Iowa 26. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield, IMG College. 3 minutes, 12 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin has heated up once again. The Badgers leading Iowa 30-26.
During that stretch where the Badgers hit 7 consecutive shots, so a variety of different players. Davison started with a 3, then came back with another 3. Potter had a deuce, followed by Trice with a deuce, Trice with another deuce, Davis with a 2-pointer, and Ford with a 2-pointer. So they got some balance during that stretch and went on a 16-6 run.
Looked like there was a monitor review going on during the media timeout, and this is where we need to remind you we are back at our studio at Camp Randall Stadium. Aleem Ford went to the floor in a heap. It looked like he may have taken one to the throat from Connor McCaffrey. Television is looking at a different replay now. Not exactly sure what BTN is looking at, but anyway, the officials were over there. The crew tonight, DJ Karstensen, Rob Riley, and Lewis Garrison. And no word of any flagrant. The Badgers, like last night, got off to a slow start shooting the ball, but they got to the foul line last night. That has not been the case tonight. They've just gotten hot. So it is a play on. The foul, though, on Connor McCaffrey is his second. And the team's fifth. Both teams have 5 fouls. Aleem Ford will inbound to Trevor Anderson in the backcourt. Iowa with 3/4 pressure. Anderson floats to Trice. Gets it across the mid-stripe for Ford against Murray. And now Trice will set up the offense. Working out near the center circle. High weave. Wall with the ball. Gives off to Trice. Moving left to right. Well above the 3-point line. A pass for Wall. Bounce pass Potter. It's wide of the target and it's out of bounds. Potter was claiming it was deflected. No sale. And the Badgers commit their 8th turnover of the half.
Couldn't tell if Garza got a hand on it or not. He was reaching around, but it will be the Hawks' ball.
And Iowa extending that D. 2:45 left in the half, 32-26 Wisconsin. Here's C.J. Frederick on the left side against Trevor Anderson. A bounce for Garza, who has 18 first-half points. Moving in on Potter. Is pinned along the baseline. The pass is deflected, now gathered by Wieskamp. Drives off the right wing in the lane. Floats it to Murray. Bobbles, gets control. Kicks it out to Garza. Extra pass Frederick. 3 in the air. Right of the circle, no good. Wall the rebound for Wisconsin. 2:22 left in the half. Badgers up 4 and with the ball. Dimitri Trice outside left. High screen from Potter. Trice out front, screen and roll. Potter catches, slam dunk, Micah Potter. They weren't going to get in the way of Potter on that dunk. 32-26 Wisconsin. 2:05 left of the first half.
They've gotten a couple of free rolls to the rim in this half.
Otter with 11 points here. Here's Jordan Bohannon. Right-hand dribble to the line. Little stop-and-go dribble. Gives off to Wieskamp. High on the right. Lost the dribble off his foot. Picked up by Wall. Racing with guards at back. Wall takes him on. Up right hand. Bad shot selection. Missed badly. Wieskamp the rebound. He rushed it. Here's Bohannon throwing to Frederick. Baseline right. And then he lost the dribble off his leg and out of bounds. Looked like he wanted to go behind the back on Trevor. And Iowa has turned it over on consecutive possessions.
Yeah, truth is, Wall is guilty of what Davis was guilty earlier, of just trying to get too much out of too little. There just wasn't an opportunity there to score on the runout, so just pull it back. Get a better shot.
But Iowa just turned it over again, so the Badgers back on offense. 32-26, Wisconsin. 1:35 left in the first half. Tyler Wall on the left side of the ball against Joe Wieskamp. Wall pounds the dribble. Right hand chest high. Throws to Trice at the top. Dimitrik retreats. High screen Potter. Trice shuffles to his left. Steps back. Left foul line extended jumper. Too hard, no good. Keegan Murray the rebound for Iowa. Outlet to Bohannon. Moves to the middle of the floor. Going right to left. Now takes it between the circles against Brad Davison. Curls around a Garza high screen. Gives off to Wieskamp. Takes it up top. Long three straight away. Short. Rebound Iowa and Keegan Murray. Second chance for the Hawkeyes. 1 minute left in the half. 32-26 Wisconsin. Garza hands off to Murray. Outside right. Operates against Ford. They'll get a lean on a little nickel dimer. Up by the three-point line. First foul on Ford. Number six on Wisconsin. 52.5 seconds left in the first half. 32-26 Wisconsin. The Hawkeyes have missed seven of their last eight shots. Wieskamp sideline right. Front court. Loops it into Bohannon. Checked by Dimitrik Trice. Bohannon whips it to Wieskamp. Outside right. Ford is on him. Wieskamp drifting to the right wing. Works near the corner. Picked up the dribble. He'll flip to Frederick. Shot clock at 8. Frederick to the line. And it's knocked away. Stolen by Tyler Wall. And then Wall gets fouled. That'll be team foul number 6 against Iowa.
You wonder, too. I think you have to give some credit to Wisconsin defensively if this isn't an adjustment for the Hawkeyes playing in this building with these rims. Garza is 7 of 10 from close in. His teammates are 4 of 18, and they haven't hit a 3 yet. They're 0 for 10 from the three-point line.
And they're the best three-point shooting team in the league.
You wonder if there's a bit of an adjustment period here?
Could be. It could just last another 20 games.
I hear
minutes,
you.
Right? 35 seconds left in the half. 32-26 Wisconsin. Badgers break the little three-quarter look from Iowa. Dimitrik Trice will hold outside the center circle. 25 to play, 19 to shoot. Badgers up 6. Trice against Joe Toussaint. Trice rocks the dribble. Still in the center circle. Shot clock at 10. Trice high on the left. Still pounding around a Potter screen. Hedged by Garza. Trice with 5 to shoot. Trice puts it on the deck. And the foul line floater off the rim. No good. Rebound tap. Running it down is Toussaint. He got fouled by Potter. Well, those are the kind of fouls. Greg Garb talking about it last night. If they got the foul, maybe it was just, let's see, maybe just tapped out of bounds. First, I thought they were going to get a foul, but it just went out of bounds, so that's good. So not ready to talk about fouls way, way away from the hoop. Potter was battling for the ball. Iowa taking its use it or lose it timeout. So it did go out of bounds. 3.8 seconds left in the half. 32-26 Wisconsin.
And we were talking earlier about how happy Guard was with Trice and the way he handled that last possession against Penn State. Well, this is kind of the opposite of that on this possession where he had nothing. And then he forced a shot in the paint.
Yep, a lot of pounding.
Too much dribbling. You're right.
So Fran McCaffrey trying to dial something up here with 3.8 seconds left in the half. 32-26. Wisconsin leading Iowa. Hawkeyes led by as many as 7 about halfway through the first half. Badgers with this 6-point lead, the longest of the night for them so far. And the inbounds pass to Toussaint. Races front court, left lane line. He slipped and he throws it up and away. Boy, that way he just blew right by Micah Potter. And then Toussaint lost his footing and it goes out of bounds with 0.2 of a second left in the first half. They'll get it into Davison. The first half has come to an end as the quarterback with a long one and he banged it off the glass. So slow start, but the Badgers, like last night, found rhythm and they go into the locker room of this game up by 6. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table at the half in Indianapolis, Wisconsin 32, Iowa 26. We'll be back and recap the first half in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield, IMG College. 32-26, Wisconsin leads Iowa. We get set for the second half. The Hawkeyes, we mentioned that the turnover total is a little higher than normal for both teams. 8 for Iowa, 7 for Wisconsin. The Hawkeyes turned it over 5 times in the last 3 minutes, 39 seconds. It's notable because these teams protect the ball better than anybody. Their turnover percentage, they rank 1-2 nationally. The Badgers 13.2% of the time they turn it over. Iowa 13.3. But both have had a little turnoveritis at times in this first half, by their standards.
So if Garza gets 50-55 and you hold down everybody else, you still got a good chance of winning this game because that's how the first half played out. He had his 18 points and nobody else had more than 4 points. And if you're wondering, can he get that many in a game? Well, he's gotten to 40 twice in his career, including once earlier this season. Last year was against Michigan where he had 44 points. Earlier this year against Southern U, he had 41 points. The thing is, and we were just joking about it during the break, is this Iowa team is too good of a perimeter offensive team to be held 0-for-10 for a half. So you wonder when they start raining the threes.
Yeah, in the meantime, we'll just say analytics. Giving up twos would be better than giving up threes. But you know, there are some looks that these Hawkeye shooters nail with their eyes closed. And they
especially
haven't made
Bohannon.
Them so far.
Yep. That's what we've seen out of Bohannon this year. He only took 2 shots, which is a credit to Wisconsin defensively because they got the ball out of his hands.
Yeah, and that's a great point because Wisconsin has, you know, we mentioned the Hawkeyes, we say this all the time, right? There are some good looks you don't knock down. The Badgers have been D'ing up here more than a little bit in the first 20 minutes, and now the hard part is to continue that. You know, D'ing up, Garza certainly has had his. 18 for Luka in the first half, but again, that's a trade you're willing to make right now because everybody else for Iowa having trouble shooting the ball.
Last night, the Badgers were great in sharing the basketball. They had 18 assists on 25 made field goals. In the first half, 9 assists on 14 field goals. Moreover, they had 5 offensive rebounds, so 7 second chance points, which isn't bad because they're not known for their activity on the offensive glass. And in doing so, scoring, you know, Potter had a couple of putbacks. They limited Iowa to only 3 offensive rebounds and 2 points on second chancers. So that's a good formula or recipe to win a ball game.
It is one of the annual conversations of going into a conference tournament, right? The team that is the higher seed that's had the better year getting its first game, and the team they're playing has been there already getting used to the surroundings. Second half is underway. Badgers on offense moving to our right. Aleem Ford throwing to Davison against C.J. Frederick. Davison left of the lane, still on the dribble, now trying to back on Frederick. Turns, fades, flips, missed it off the left side of the iron. Luka Garza the rebound. Iowa moves to our left in the second half. Opening minute of it, 32-26 Wisconsin. Connor McCaffrey outside left, bounces to Frederick on the left wing. He'll flip to Bohannon between the arcs. Bohannon matching up with Demetric Trice. Right side flip for McCaffrey. Connor McCaffrey, that is. Shot clock at 10. Connor to the elbow, and his pass intended for Bohannon is deflected out of bounds. Iowa keeps it with 6 on the shot clock.
Instinctive move by Tyler Wall. Just get the arm. Throw up the arm. Deflect that pass. Anticipate.
6 to shoot. Wieskamp sideline left. Gets it to Garza. Back to Wieskamp. Drives on Reaver. Scoops it up right hand. Rolls off no good. Rebound battled for and cleared by Aleem Ford. Good job by Wall. He was battling with Garza, and that allowed Aleem to get the board. Here's Trice throwing to Davison on the right side. He'll get it to Weavers. Nate. A couple of early fouls in this game. See if he can get going in the second half. Davison against Frederick. 12 to shoot. Brad left wing. Those two Weavers left of the lane trying to back on Garza. Mid post left. Turns left shoulder. Up right hand. There you go. Nate Weavers gets into the scoring column. 34-26 Wisconsin. About a minute 25 into the second half.
He played through Garza and got contact. He didn't fade on that shot.
The ball is Bohannon between the circles. Flips to Connor McCaffrey high on the right. Bounces to Garza. Moving on Weavers. Turns and scores. Quick twist from Luka Garza. And he has 20. 34-28 Wisconsin. A minute 45 into the second half. Wall outside right against Wieskamp. Tyler at the top of the circle. Kills the dribble. Shovels it to Davison. The foul line extended. Brad puts it on the floor. Drives and got fouled on the drive by C.J. Frederick. That'll be his second and the first on Iowa in the second half. see if the Badgers can mount some fouls here on Iowa. The Badgers have yet to shoot a free throw, and that was a non-shooting foul.
That was their lifeline in the first half last night.
It sure was. Here's Wall, baseline right. Trying to get it to Reavers, and it was deflected back to Wall, who, when he made the catch, was stepping on the baseline. And the Badgers guilty of their eighth turnover.
It's another low-percentage pass in tight quarters by Tyler Wall.
Yeah, that was a small window. 34-28, Wisconsin, 2:05 into the second half. Jordan Bohannon will slow jog it up the floor for the Hawkeyes. Dimitri Trice, the two most veteran players out there, Bohannon and Trice. Bohannon loops to Garza, moving in on Reavers, low on the left. A double from Aleem Ford. Garza in some trouble, and he needed a timeout, and he got it. Now, Luka Garza was in a bad spot, and the Hawkeyes using a timeout. This will be a full timeout. Tonight's game brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And Badger fans, Citgo has a deal for you. Fire up the Club Citgo app today and score big by saving 5 cents on every gallon. Terms and conditions apply. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 17:39 remaining, Wisconsin 34, Iowa 28. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College. 17 minutes, 39 seconds remaining in this quarterfinal game, Wisconsin 34, Iowa 28.
Have to give some credit to Reavers and Ford on that trap of Garza. They had him pinned to the baseline. It's not always easy to trap someone like Garza because he's so strong, has great vision, and is usually able to get himself out of that trouble, but he wasn't there and he was forced to take the timeout.
So the Hawkeyes have two remaining. Baseline left, inbounding will be Connor McCaffrey, 14 in the shot clock. They get a quick hitter inside. Wieskamp couldn't finish, and now Wieskamp is shaken up. Ball's batted around and gathered by Dimitri Trice. Here comes Trice for Wisconsin. Boy, Wieskamp from point-blank range couldn't get it to drop, and now Trice driving. He got fouled by Bohannon along the right lane line. That's going to be number two on Jordan Bohannon.
But what you have to do with someone like Garza is just battle. And you get as many people around him and battle for the basketball. It's the only way you can be effective against him. That's what they did on the other end of the floor.
Badgers a plus four on the glass right now for the game. Here's Tyler Wall getting the inbounds pass, throwing to Davison. Right between the arcs, 15 to shoot. A toss for Trice. Refeeds Davison against Connor McCaffrey. Davison flips to Ford. He's with Frederick. Back to Davison. Long three, left side. Off the rim, no good. Rebound C.J. Frederick of Iowa. Frederick pushing to the front court. Flips to Jordan Bohannon. Wide open three, left side, good. There's the first three of the game for the Hawkeyes. They were 0-10 in the first half. 34-31 Wisconsin with 16:52 remaining. Trice gives off the wall, flips to Davison, left of the circle. Davison off a high screen from Reavers, hedged by Garza, throwing to Ford. He's open. He'll try a three left of the circle. That's off the back rim, no good. Rebound Wieskamp ahead to Bohannon. Up the left side is Jordan Bohannon. At the top, leaves it for Garza. Checked by Reavers, Garza to the left wing, and a foul called on Wall, trying to work around Garza to tag Wieskamp. Wall called for the foul. That'll be his first and the team's first of the half.
Badgers came up empty in the last two possessions, but they got two pretty good-looking threes from the left of the circle by Davison and Ford.
16:31 to play, 34-31 Wisconsin. Micah Potter in, Jonathan Davison, Wall and Reavers sit down. Here's Connor McCaffrey against Ford out between the circles. Connor pounding the dribble as he surveys the defense. Bounces to Garza, left of the lane. Single coverage Potter, a little dig from Ford. McCaffrey's open. He'll try a three straight away. Off the rim, no good. Rebound battled for. Garza wins the battle. He got fouled by Potter. It'll be two on Micah Potter.
It's all about rebounding angles inside with Garza, and Potter was just a tad out of position. Garza was able to take advantage of him with that wingspan and size.
It all worked out. The dig came from Ford. You will leave Connor McCaffrey open to take the three, which he did and missed. Garza was able to get the rebound and or fouled on the rebound. The inbounds pass goes to Jordan Bohannon. 16-10 to play, 34-31 Wisconsin. Bohannon curls around a Garza screen. Bohannon in the lane, 14-footer, rolls off, no good. Potter the rebound for Wisconsin. 4 minutes into the second half, 3-point lead Wisconsin. Trice jogs to the front court, angles left to right, whips it to Ford. Inside Potter, low on the right, up, missed it. Oh, point blank range and rushed it. Here's Bohannon the other way for Iowa. at the top, feeds Garza on the right wing. Hands off to Wieskamp. Wieskamp crowded by Davison. Shovels it to Garza. Faces up. Mid-range jump right side off the rim. Ford the rebound. 4.5 minutes into the second half. 34-31 Wisconsin. Iowa shooting just 37% for the field. The Hawkeyes are 47% for the season. Here's Trice on the left side. Bohannon defends. Trice hooks it to Ford. Left corner, a shot fake, steps back, and a long jumper on the way is short from the left side. The rebound to Bohannon. Badgers have gone cold here to start the second half.
1 of 6 from the field.
Iowa is 2 of 7. 34-31 Wisconsin, 15:03 remaining. Connor McCaffrey out front. Bounces to C.J. Frederick. He feeds McCaffrey, throwing to Bohannon. Baseline right, 17-footer is good. And Bohannon showing signs that he is starting to warm up. 34-33 Wisconsin, 14:47 remaining. And the Hawkeyes bench coming alive. Jonathan Davis outside right. 7-point run now for the Hawkeyes. Ford feeds Potter on the left side. Micah left of the lane, looking to back on Garza. Backing, left block. Steps up, and the shot blocked away by Garza. Potter gets it back, and Micah on the reverse. Yes, sir. Potter stays with it. Hits the reverse going left to right. 36-33, Wisconsin. 14-18 to play. Bohannon goes into Garza, moving in on Potter, low on the right, and he'll finish again. Garza with 22. 36-35, Wisconsin. 14:08 remaining. Here's Demetri Trice setting the floor for the Badgers. High screen from Potter. Trice moves to the right. Picks up the dribble. Flips to Potter at the free throw line. Moving in on Garza. Up. No, but a foul. And it's on Luka Garza, his first. And for the first time tonight, the Badgers will be shooting free throws. First, we have a timeout in Indianapolis. You don't have to be a scientist to work at Exact Sciences. Visit exactsciences.com to view the company's hundreds of open jobs and join the fight against cancer. Badger basketball also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Learn more at uwsportsmedicine.org. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 13:57 remaining, Wisconsin 36, Iowa 35. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield IMG College. Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. 13:57 remaining, Wisconsin 36, Iowa 35.
When you're missing shots, the antidote is getting to the free throw line. We just talked about it, how it impacted the game last night against Penn State, especially in the first half. Now, in the two earlier meetings against Iowa, the Badgers shot 7 of 12 from the stripe in Madison. They were 8 of 8 last Sunday at Carver Hawkeye.
And Micah Potter will be at the free throw line. Or actually, it was a non-shooting foul. I beg your pardon. It'll be Demetri Trice baseline right inbounding. And they'll throw it into Jonathan Davis. Foul, though, was on Luka Garza. That was his first of the game. Here's Wall, left of the circle. Feeds Trice out high. Demetri, right foul line extended. Jumper is good. Off the bounce, Trice with the mid-range. He has 6, 38-35 Wisconsin. 13:40 remaining. Connor McCaffrey throwing to Frederick. Shot fake, steps up. Mid-range jump left side, good. Frederick with 4, 38-37 Wisconsin, 13:30 to play.
Frederick used that ball fake, shot fake to get Jonathan Davis out of position.
All guys have hit 5 of their first 10 shots of this second half. The Badgers 3 out of 9. Here's Trice. Dribbling out high, he's left open, snaps off at 3. It's good. Demetri Trice with a triple. 41-37 Wisconsin with 13:10 remaining. Jordan Bohannon against Trice. Right of the lane, peels it back out, feeds Frederick, open three left side, good. The Hawkeyes are heating up. C.J. Frederick is a 50-50 shooter from deep, and he hits one from long range, 41-40 Wisconsin. 12:55 remaining.
Got a lot of space that time to line up the shot.
Here's Trice, gets a high bump from Potter, pulls up, mid-range jump, right side is good. Here comes Meech. 43-40 Wisconsin, 12:42 to play. Jordan Bohannon to the free throw line, out to Garza. Working against Micah Potter. Back to the basket. Left foul line extended. Garza pivots. Needs help. Finds Connor McCaffrey out front. He'll flip to Bohannon. On the left side. Loops it to Garza. Left of the lane. Lost his balance. Got the pass away to McCaffrey. Baseline right. Shot clock at 7. McCaffrey whips to Bohannon. 5 to shoot. Bohannon against Trice. Bohannon contested 3. Left side short. Rebound Wieskamp, and he got fouled by Brad Davison. You know, the Badgers did everything right, but could not secure the rebound, and Davison guilty of his second foul.
That was really sound defense turned in by Trice on Bohannon. Contested the shot without fouling.
43-40, Wisconsin. Team fouls are matched at 3, 12:15 remaining. Hawkeyes missed their 10 three-point attempts in the first half. They're 2 out of 4 in the second. Joe Toussaint in the game. Well, inbound baseline left. Looped it into Keegan Murray. Sends it back to Toussaint. He's against Trice. Toussaint almost lost the handle on the dribble. Now driving through the lane, going left to right. Now squares up, 10-footer short. Rebound fought for. Garza wins the fight. Gets it to Toussaint. Feeds Murray low on the left. One pump up and in. Take advantage of the extra opportunity. 43-42 Wisconsin with 11:50 to play. Offensive rebounds are matched up at 6 in this game. Here's Dimitri Trice. Toussaint crowding him. Trice on the dribble. Gets it into Potter. Goes up. Knocked away. Got it back. Double pump. Low on the left. Up no. Tipped up no. Potter again pulls it down. And we get a tie up. Toussaint got in there as well. Arrow, Iowa.
How impressive is Murray defensively?
Wow.
With block shots. He came into the game with 31. He had 3 against Wisconsin last Sunday. He's really changed and altered shots at the rim here tonight.
Yep, and we have a timeout on the floor. Looking for a top-rated Medicare plan? Quartz Medicare Advantage plans deliver with the region's only available 5-star plans for 2021. Quartz has you covered. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:33 remaining. Wisconsin 43, Iowa 42. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield IMG College. WEA Member Benefits and WEAC recognizes Arcadia's school districts. Andrea Izdebski for going above and beyond what it means to be an educator. Her passion for not only teaching lessons in the classroom, but also providing life skills to her students to prepare them for the future is what makes her great. WEAC, we teach, we inspire, and WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin Public School employees. 11:33 remaining, Wisconsin 43, Iowa 42.
We just saw Potter had a flurry under the backboard, but was unable to score. The Badgers tonight are 6 of 15 at the rim.
Mm-hmm.
6 of 15.
And we have seen those kind of nights, but again, Iowa, with the interior, the defense, they are racking up the rejections here in this game. They have 7 blocks. Garza has 4 of them. Murray has 3.
And they're just more efficient offensively here in the second half, shooting 50% from the floor, 7 of 14. They've got those 3 offensive rebounds. They've scored on 7 of their 11 possessions after intermission.
Been tight most of the way. Iowa led by as many as 7 about midway through the first half. The Badgers led by 6 at the half and got the first bucket of the second half to the longest lead of 8, but that did not last long. It was tight on Sunday and more of the same here tonight.
Keep an eye on how Greg Gard manages minutes for some of those players who are getting a lot of minutes in this game.
Yeah, Micah Potter on the bench. 19 minutes for him. Iowa basketball. Potter on the bench. Reavers back in the game. Joe Toussaint out front. Toussaint left of the lane. Stops at the block. He'll throw it out to Frederick against Trevor Anderson. Feeding Keegan Murray on the right side. Murray matched up with Tyler Wall. Murray throwing to Toussaint. Shot clock at 10. Toussaint driving in the lane and knocked away. Ball is loose. Toussaint gets it back. Feeds Murray. Left side 3. Rattles out no. Rebound fought for. Battled. Patrick McCaffrey has it. He gets it out of there. And another opportunity for Iowa. Here's Frederick leaning in. 12-footer. No good. Rebound Garza low on the right. Up and in. Boy, Iowa just blistering Wisconsin now on the glass. 44-43. The Hawkeyes. 10:48 to play. With the ball is Dimitri Trice. Hawkeyes getting multiple opportunities. They're taking advantage. Here's Jonathan Davis. Working the dribble. He's left open. He'll fire and miss from the left side. Garza secures the rebound for Iowa. 10:30 to play. 44-43 Iowa. Joe Toussaint off a high screen from Garza. Toussaint, little crossover in the lane. Tough shot over Reavers. No good. Offensive rebound. Murray back up. That's way off the mark. And now Wall and Garza get tied up. And the held ball possession will belong to Wisconsin. Well, Tyler Wall isn't backing down from anybody.
No, he won't either, nor with this team. But the Hawkeyes are just winning most of those 50-50s right now. Pounding, hammering the glass.
44-43, Iowa. Badgers back on offense, 10-12 to play. Tyler Wall on the left side. Beats Brad Davison, finds Trice with a shot fake, steps up, mid-range jumper, right side, good. Dimitri Trice on one of those personal scoring runs right now. That's nine, the last nine belonging to Trice. Here's Murray in the lane, the eight-footer is good. Back and forth we go. 46-45 Iowa, 9:48 remaining. Trevor Anderson to the front court against C.J. Frederick. Going to Trice. He's with Toussaint. And a whistle and a foul called, I believe, off the ball. Looked like Rob Riley on the call.
Murray was wrestling for position with Reavers in the paint.
It's going to be number two on Keegan Murray and number four on Iowa. Badgers have committed three fouls. 9:37 to play. 46-45 Iowa. Luka Garza with 24 points in the game. Potter and Trice each with 13 for the Badgers. Inbounds pass Davison, throwing to Trice. Between the arcs. He'll send to Anderson high on the left. Whips the Reavers to the free throw line against Patrick McCaffrey. Back to Trice. Throws to Davison. Sends to Anderson. Eight to shoot. Trevor off the wing. Feeds Trice. Left corner three. Good again. Oh, Dimitri Trice is hot. 48-46 Wisconsin. Here's a lob into Patrick McCaffrey. Inside the right block. Gets it to Garza at the right elbow. Reavers defends. Garza puts it on the floor. Backing. A little dig from Anderson. Garza one pump. Gets it to Patrick McCaffrey. Curls in the lane. The floater. No. Reavers can't control. McCaffrey gets it back. And Patrick McCaffrey follows his own miss and ties the game at 48.
And that's on Nate Reavers. You got to pull down that defensive board there. You have to.
But he did not, and McCaffrey has tied the game at 48 with 8 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here's Trice flashing low on the right, could not finish. Oh, Davison with the delivery. Trice couldn't finish, and here comes Toussaint to the right side. 8:37 to play, tied at 48. Here's Luka Garza, right of the lane. Kicks it to Toussaint. Steps up, left elbow jumper, good. And Iowa has the lead again. First points for Joe Toussaint. 50-48 Iowa, 8:23 to play.
Badgers just simply dropped coverage on Toussaint. He was wide open.
Here comes Trevor Anderson for Wisconsin, throwing to Reavers, outside right, and a pass to Davison, who got fouled right away by Wieskamp. He's maybe trying to overplay, and then he knew he was in a bad spot. Wieskamp picks up his first foul, and that's the fifth on Iowa.
How ironic during Trice's 12-point scoring spree. He gets probably the easiest shot during that span, and he misses the layup.
Right, that's how it works.
At the rim. That's been a problem all night long, as we pointed out.
Inbounds pass, Anderson. Potter in for Reavers now. Trevor out front, puts it on the deck against Patrick McCaffrey in some trouble. Got to get it out of there. Anderson needs a timeout, and he will get it. Boy, that was on the edge of a three-second violation. A timeout taken by Wisconsin. It's a 30. Both teams have two timeouts to burn, and this should now be a full, and it will be, as we'll go ahead and take a break. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 8 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Iowa 50, Wisconsin 48. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College. Be a Badger wherever you call home, while balancing work and family with UW-Madison Online's fully online bachelor's degrees. Learn more at online.wisc.edu. Dimitri Trice on a 12-point personal scoring run. We have 8:03 to play. Iowa 50, Wisconsin 48.
Trice had 4 points in the first half. He was 2 of 7 from the field. He's made 5 of 6 shots during this spree, this 12-point run. 2 of 2 from the arc.
Badgers using a timeout a moment ago, so they will continue the possession with 10 on the shot clock. And Trice will inbound. And flips it to Anderson against Tucson. Trevor holds and looks high on the right. Nice Potter against Patrick McCaffrey. Three to shoot. Micah going to work. Baseline right. Turns. Almost lost its balance and threw it up. And it got blocked. And that's a shot clock violation.
That's pretty good defense, half-court defense by Iowa with Garza out of the game. Potter was trying to take advantage of that situation by getting the ball to the rim but couldn't get there.
The Hawkeyes just racking up the block shots here in this game. This one belongs to Patrick McCaffrey. 7:50 remaining, 50-48. Iowa leads Wisconsin. Joe Tucson on the dribble, left lane, line to the rim, shot blocked by Ford. It still almost fell through. Rebound tipped out to Aleem, and here comes Davison. Right sideline to the front court. Hard hedge on the screen by Murray. Davison at the top, angles right foul line extended. They are dogging Davison right now. Releases the pass to Ford, feeding Trice outside left. A hedge on that screen. Trice throwing to Davison right side. Iowa digging in defensively. Brad, left lane line, throwing to Anderson, 12-footer in the lane. Too hard, no good. Rebound, Patrick McCaffrey. 7:10 to play, 50-48 Iowa. And Joe Tucson sets the floor for the Hawkeyes, moving to our left in the second half. Tucson hooks it to Murray. Open three, left of the circle, and that clip, the left side of the rim, no good. Rebound, Trevor Anderson for Wisconsin. Anderson to the front court. He'll drive left lane line of Patrick McCaffrey, and McCaffrey gets another block. That was a tough one there from Trevor Anderson. Here's Tucson to the line, in the lane. His shot blocked by Potter, and a whistle and a foul called on Tucson. Block shots all around.
Micah Potter has been pretty good at that aspect of his game defensively over the last month or so. Most important thing is to be able to reject, block a shot without fouling, which he did.
Storyline to watch. That's team foul number six for Iowa. The Badgers have committed three. We still have 6:44 to play. 50-48, Iowa. Here's Demetric Trice against Jordan Bohannon. Look out there for the Hawkeyes. Pass to Potter, feeds Jonathan Davis. Going to Aleem Ford, and it's taken away. Turnover, Wisconsin. Here's Connor McCaffrey. Drops it back to Bohannon, high on the rights. Bohannon around a Garza screen. Puts it to McCaffrey at the left point. Connor McCaffrey goes inside to Wieskamp, and he got fouled by Brad Davison. That's the third on Davison, the fourth on Wisconsin.
I think that's the one player concerns me the most down the stretch. It's Wieskamp. Mm-hmm. He's only 2 of 8, 4 points in the game, and you know how explosive he is.
Turnover a moment ago against Wisconsin, the 10th of the night. Badgers average 9 a game. Inbounds pass to Garza. Dribbles right foul line extended. Leads it for Wieskamp. Driving on Potter. Low on the right. Pushed it up and in. Wieskamp showing an ability to put the ball on the deck. He's a prolific 3-point shooter, but all three of his buckets inside the arc. 52-48 Iowa. 6 minutes to play at Lucas Oil Stadium. Jonathan Davis drifting to his left. Picked up by Patrick McCaffrey. Throwing to Trice, who has scored the last 12 for Wisconsin. Trice high on the right. Dimitric on the dribble against Jordan Bohannon. Shot clock at 10. Garza hedging a screen. Picks up Trice now. Contested three. Left side. Nope. Rebound. Connor McCaffrey. Not a lot going on in that possession. A lot of dribbling. Here's Wieskamp with a catch and shoot. Left side three. No good. Rebound. Jonathan Davis. Gets it out of there to Trice with 5:30 to play. Badgers down 4. Trice high on the right. Looking to go to work. Looks around a screen from Potter. And throws it into Micah. One pump. Right block. Goes up. Nope. Rebound tipped back out to Ford. Trying to drive. Got cut off and threw it away. Wanted Trice. Pass picked off by Jordan Bohannon. And a pull up. Fires a three. No good. Rebound Trice. Major break for Wisconsin. 5:05 to play. 52-48 the Hawkeyes. Trice throwing to Davis. Flips to Brad Davison between the circles. Davison puts it on the deck, and it gets fouled by Wieskamp. That's team foul number 7. So finally the Badgers will have free throws with 4:55 left in the game. A 1-1 coming up.
We've seen Iowa just increase its intensity on defense in the second half.
They've been good. They really
very could. Much so. It reminded me a little bit of the Michigan game where the Wolverines came out with a whole different attitude defensively in Madison.
For the first time tonight, the Badgers shooting free throws. Iowa is 4 of 5, and that was all in the first half from Luca Garza. Davison with 8 points, all in the first half. 4:55 to play. Front end of the 1-1 is good. 52-49 Iowa. Davison, an 86% free throw shooter.
It's Kletch from the line against Penn State, 6 of 6.
Badgers made their first 13 at the foul line last night. Second attempt coming up for Brad on the way, and it's good. 52 to 50, Iowa. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play. This one has been tight, pretty much wire to wire. Jordan Bohannon jogs it past the midstripe. He'll hand off to Frederick. Flips to Connor McCaffrey at the top of the circle. Kills the dribble. Gives off to Garza. He's with Potter at the top of the key. A flip to Connor McCaffrey high on the right. Shot clock at 10. Connor McCaffrey behind the back to Garza. Right of the lane. Moving in on Potter. Goes up left hand. No good. Rebound Tyler Wall. 4:25 to play. Here comes Wisconsin. Dimitri Trice at the top of the key feeds Davison high on the left. Davison curls into the paint, kicks it to Davis, right corner, off the wing, lost his balance, almost walked, turned it over anyway. It went out of bounds. It'll belong to Iowa, or will it? Yep. And the officials will confer, Rob Riley and Lewis Garrison.
Davis going a little bit too fast for conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Dribbled himself into trouble. Had really no place to go and lost control of the ball.
Yep, and it was off of him. Out of bounds to Iowa with 4:09 to play. 52-50, the Hawkeyes. 12 turnovers now for Wisconsin. 8 for Iowa. Been clean, pretty clean in the second half. Here's Jordan Bohannon up top. Loops around a high screen from Garza, chased by Trice. A throw to Garza at the top of the shot fake. He'll hand off to C.J. Frederick. Frederick in the lane. Kicks it out to Connor McCaffrey and just does save it along the left sideline. Shot clock at 8. Bohannon outside left. Off the Garza screen. Long three. Left side. No. Rebound Davis for Wisconsin. 3:40 remaining. 52-50 Iowa.
Teams are trading misses.
Hawkeyes just 2 of 19 from the arc here tonight. Here's Dimitri Trice off a high screen from Potter. Trice goes into Micah. What a pass. And then Potter gets fouled. Boy, you talk about threading one through. And Potter will step to the free throw line with 3:26 remaining. And we have a timeout. Down to the end we go once again before we throw to a commercial break. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield IMG College. Now we'll step away for our final regulation break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3 minutes, 26 seconds to play. Iowa 52, Wisconsin 50. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield IMG College. 3 minutes, 26 seconds remaining. Iowa 52. Wisconsin 50. Micah Potter will be going to the free throw line when play resumes.
One thing which is very difficult to do is trying to keep the ball out of Garza's mitts, his big paws, his hands. In the second half, Badgers accomplished that for the large extent. Only 6 points for Garza in the second half. 3 of 5. 5 field goal attempts. Yeah. That's what really stands out to me.
24 points, 9 rebounds. That's his season average. He has been that good. We'll keep an eye on Potter for you here. We talk about during the season how he and Reavers have been splitting minutes. Mike has gone 24 here so far tonight. He averages not quite 22 minutes per game. Potter with 13 points. Been a quiet night for Reavers offensively. 2 points, and he has but 1 rebound.
And the stress level is extremely high when you're battling Garza defensively, trying to keep him away from the rim, and while you're also trying to get to the rim on your own against Garza and company. Murray down there also, a very tough defender.
Micah will step to the line. Brad Davison a moment ago hit both free throws, the first 2 foul shots tonight for Wisconsin. Both teams playing really well, the defensive end. The Hawkeyes 4 of 5 at the foul line.
Yeah, it's been a good game, hasn't it? 9 lead changes.
Really has, yep. Potter will shoot a pair. He's an 85% free throw shooter. He'll eye the rim, first free throw on the way, and it will dance in. 52-51 Iowa, 3 minutes and 26 seconds remaining. Now Potter will try to tie it. Takes his 3 rhythm dribbles. He'll send it, he'll hit it, and we're tied at 52. Both teams have 2 timeouts available. Iowa has the possession arrow. The Badgers have 2 fouls to give. Iowa has committed 8. Connor McCaffrey out front against Tyler Wall. Picks up the dribble left of the circle. Flips it to Frederick against Davis. Refeeds Connor McCaffrey outside left. 15 to shoot. Hawkeyes patient offensively. Frederick and Connor McCaffrey play catch. 10 to shoot. Inside feed. Caught by Wieskamp, and he posted up Trice and took advantage. Wieskamp with eight and all inside the arc. 54-52 Iowa. 2:53 remaining. Here's Dimitri Trice against Jordan Bohannon. High screen from Potter. Trice finds Davison for three, left of the circle, and he bricked it to the left. Rebound battled for, and Connor McCaffrey will come up with it for Iowa. Outlet, Jordan Bohannon races up the right sideline, whips it to Frederick, baseline right, leaves it for Wieskamp in the lane, good again. Wieskamp with 10, the lead is four for Iowa with 2.5 minutes to play. 56-52 the Hawkeyes, 2:25 remaining. Jonathan Davis throwing to Davison between the circles. Wieskamp defends. Brad holds and looks. He'll retreat a couple of steps. 15 to shoot. Davison throws to Wall. Turns to Davis left side. Wanted to loop at the Potter, and he got fouled by Luca Garza. That's team foul number 9 in the second personal on Garza. 1-1 coming up for Micah with 2:08 to play.
That's a gift, too. The Badgers had nothing going offensively. Man, Bohannon is smothering Trice, trying to make sure he doesn't even get a touch on that possession, and Garza picks up the foul.
It says a lot about Jordan Bohannon. He's a great shooter, a great distributor, not necessarily known for his defense. 1-1 for Potter. He hit a couple a moment ago. Front end of the 1-1 on the way, and it's good. 56-53 Iowa, 2 minutes and 8 seconds remaining. 16 points tonight for Micah Potter. He has added 8 rebounds. 23 on Sunday against the Hawkeyes. Second free throw, good again. 56-54 Iowa, 2:08 to play. And here comes Connor McCaffrey through the center court logo. Met by Tyler Wall between the circles, 2 minutes remaining. Connor McCaffrey rocking the dribble, shuffles off to his right. He'll flip to Frederick. 15 to shoot. Bohannon loops to Garza. Right of the lane. He's against Potter. And a double from Wall. Knocked it away. Garza got it back. Sends to Wieskamp. Shot clock at 5. Wieskamp is fouled out of the floor by Tyler Wall. Boy, again, Wieskamp, you know, everybody knows him as a shooter, but he is showing that ability to put the ball on the floor. He is a 66% free throw shooter. And actually, that's not a... That's only team foul number 5. That puts the clock to 20. Badgers still have one more foul to give. 1:42 to play. Inbounds pass Bohannon out between the arcs. Bohannon retreats. 1:35 to play. Bohannon drives on Trice. Goes to the rim. The layup is good. And Jordan Bohannon showing an ability to drive. 58-54 Iowa. 1:25 remaining. Here's Trice outside left. Brings it back out front. Trice getting crowded. Bohannon trying to get into him. Trice throwing a Wall on the right side, and a timeout taken by Wisconsin. Well, Iowa doing the right thing on a rare night where they can't hit a three. They are driving it to the cup. 16 to shoot, 1:14 to play, 58-54 Iowa.
Last three baskets have been at the rim, two by Wieskamp and then Jordan Bohannon on a drive, beating Trice off the dribble. And that's something we saw last night. It wasn't always Trice, but we saw Sessoms do that consistently. Off the bounce, down the right lane line, scoring off the glass.
Yeah, and he's the one guy with Penn State who has that capability, really. And Iowa's showing that they have a couple who can do that, known primarily for their outside stroke. Badgers down 4 with a minute 14 to play. Winner to play Illinois tomorrow. First up in the semifinal round will be Michigan and Ohio State. 16 to shoot, a minute 14 to play. Iowa 58, Wisconsin 54.
From Fran McCaffrey's standpoint, what's even more impressive by this 6-0 run is that Garza hasn't scored. Mm-hmm. So he's got others involved.
Yep. He's camped the other double-figure scorer for Iowa. He has 10. Bohannon a moment ago with a bucket. He has 7. Davis sideline right, will inbound. Throws it into Trice against Bohannon. 15 to shoot. Dimitri Trice out between the circles. High screen Potter, a hedge from Garza. Trice with 8 to shoot. Trice, his cross-court pass deflected by Frederick and stolen away by Wieskamp. Boy, that was a sloppy pass, and Wisconsin paid dearly for it. 55 seconds to play. Iowa up 4. Connor McCaffrey out high against a lean forward. Got a 15 to shoot, 47 to play. Here's Bohannon drifting back out front to Connor McCaffrey into Garza, and he got bumped and fouled by Potter. And that's team foul number six. The shot clock was down to 10. Now it'll go to 20 with 42.2 seconds to play. 58-54 Iowa.
Well, since Potter tied it up with a couple of free throws at 52 all, Iowa's made all the plays.
Yes, they have. Connor McCaffrey, baseline right, will be inbounding, but first Tyler Wall will come in. Wall in, Ford out. Dart needs defense here, so he gets the better defender in there. Wall will be trying to resist Connor McCaffrey. Gets it into Luka Garza on the right side. 40 to play. Garza brings it out front. Badgers just going to play for the stop. Here's Jordan Bohannon out high. 13 to shoot. Wieskamp now for three. Right side. Off the rim. No. Rebound. Jonathan Davis. Kind of a quick jack. Here comes Wisconsin down four. 25 seconds to play. Trice driving. Off the right wing. And the lane shot blocked out of bounds by Wieskamp. Yet another rejection for Iowa. 19 and a half seconds to play. That is the 10th block tonight for Iowa. 58-54, the Hawkeyes. 19 and a half seconds remaining. Badgers need something quickly. Two or a three. Trice, sideline right near the corner, will inbound. Trice looking. Looking. Still looking, in trouble, and a five-second call. My goodness.
Yeah, you can see the frustration on the faces of those players now. They just didn't execute an inbounds play, which they work on all the time. I think what's catching up with them, too, is they haven't scored a field goal in over 9 minutes.
Yep, two of their last 13.
In fact, their last made basket was a Trice three at the end of a 12-point run by Dimitri.
Boy, Iowa's had a lot to do with it. It has played some very good defense here. 19 and a half seconds to play. Connor McCaffrey will get it inbounds to Jordan Bohannon, who's a great free throw shooter, and he gets smacked by Dimitri Trice. So Badgers breaking down at the worst possible time. And now Jordan Bohannon, an 88% free throw shooter. Well, there just wasn't a ton of movement from Wisconsin on that side out-of-bounds play. And Iowa just had it covered up. The Badgers had a timeout to use, but didn't get their timeout before the five-second call. 17 and a half seconds remaining, 58-54 Iowa. And his team foul number seven, so it's a 1-1 for Bohannon. All seven of his points in the second half. 1-1 is on the way, and it's good. 59-54 Iowa.
Well, Hannon's about as close to automatic from the stripe as anybody in this league.
Could have set the school record for consecutive free throws, but he intentionally missed what would have been the record breaker. He shares the mark with the late Chris Street. Second free throw, Jordan Bohannon. It's good. The lead is six for Iowa. 60-54, 17 seconds left. Here comes Dimitri Trice. Got to go in a hurry. Trice for three on the right side. It's good. Dimitri Trice. Another triple. Timeout Wisconsin with 11.9 seconds remaining. 60-57 Iowa as the Badgers use their final timeout.
Well, frustration on the part of Bohannon, knowing that he gave up too much space and an opportunity for Trice to get the ball down the floor.
So now the Badgers will need to get something done off the full court press. You give yourself a chance to get a steal. Otherwise, you got a foul. We mentioned Iowa will try to get the ball in Bohannon's hands. Well, if Iowa wins this game, it would be a pretty significant statement for McCaffrey's team to prove it can win a grinder. That's what this one has been.
No, I agree with you, man. And win a grinder without really Garza. Because down
the second half.
Yeah, the second half. Garza's last basket made it 44-43, and they've relied on everybody else since then. It was all Garza in the first half for Iowa.
Yep, and they've gotten it done inside the arc. Iowa is 2-for-20. From the three-point line. The Badgers are 7-of-16, but it's been in the paint that has killed Wisconsin. Iowa has 10 blocked shots in this game. But the Badgers are still alive. They're down three with They put a little time back up, 12.3 seconds remaining. Illinois Fighting Illini watching closely here. They get the winner tomorrow. Wondered whether Joe Wieskamp would play. Played 34 minutes tonight.
Like I said, he's the one player that scares you the most, even with Garza on the floor. Because he can score inside and out. He scored inside during this stretch run over the last 3.5 minutes.
Bohannon will be inbounding. You figure he could get it back in a hurry. Walls, nope, he's not good. He's going to let Connor McCaffrey throw it in, gets it into Bohannon, races up the right sideline, and he is fouled by Davis at half court. That worked like clockwork for Iowa. 1-1 coming up for Jordan Bohannon with 9.9 seconds to play. 60-57, Iowa.
I mean, Bohannon hasn't had a great night from the field. He's only 3 of 9, but he's done a lot of other things. Don't you agree? And especially, oh, yeah. I thought his defense, too, on Trice at times was pretty good. Now, Trice had that 12-point run, but then they really increased the intensity.
Bohannon with a 1-1 on the way, and it's good. And of course, that drive to the bucket was critical for Bohannon a couple of minutes ago. And free throw makes it a two-possession game, 61-57 Iowa. And the Badgers are out of timeouts. Second free throw coming up for Jordan Bohannon. He'll eye the rim, free throw on the way, good again. 62-57 Iowa. Inbounds pass Trice, being bothered by Frederick. Down to 7 seconds left. Trice, long three, left side. Off the rim and out, no good. Rebound Wieskamp. He gets fouled with 3.1 seconds to play. And the Hawkeyes are about to advance to the semifinal round tomorrow.
You know, one thing we saw in the second half, too, where Brad Davison gave the Badgers a little bit of a lift offensively with back-to-back threes in the first half. In the second half, Davison was 0 for 3 from the field, had 2 points from the line.
Iowa put the clamps on. Badgers just 8 of 26 from the field in the second half. Wieskamp, a 66% foul shooter. That was a 1-1, and everybody froze as he missed the front end. And the rebound came down to Iowa. The Hawkeyes are saying, run the clock, get the game over with. Everybody stopped. As that's just a mistake on the part of everyone. The time, since everybody stopped, but the ball came down to Iowa. And in reality, time should have burned off. But the officials...
We need one more review.
Yeah, why not? that was just a flub. And I don't know for sure whether I heard a whistle, so it could be an inadvertent whistle that's going to cause the officials to go to the monitor just to get the clock right. Everybody froze, and then the free throw is short. It went back out to Wieskamp, and then he just flipped it to Bohannon. And at that point, the clock should have been rolling and should have burned off. I'm going to guess back here inside our studio at Camp Randall that may just be getting time set with an inadvertent whistle, I guess. 62-57, Iowa. Let's don't make this long, fellas. We don't need to review this for 3 minutes.
You don't want to extend this game anymore?
You know, the Badgers... Yet another tight game. That's just been the way it's gone for the Badgers here down the stretch. 5-point loss to Illinois, 4-point loss to Purdue, 4-point loss to Iowa, 1-point squeaker last night. And this looks to be a 5-point setback here tonight. The Hawkeyes are about to get their 21st win of the year. DJ Karstensen just going to go ahead and wave off the rest of the game. Not sure you needed to go to a monitor for all of that. But after further review, time expires, and the Iowa Hawkeyes will advance to the semifinal round of this Big Ten tournament. It was a grinder tonight. And the Iowa Hawkeyes showing everybody that they can guard as the Hawkeyes win the game 62-57. Greg Gard and Luca Garza having a friendly, I think a very respectful conversation. as the Hawks move on a night where one of the best shooting teams around couldn't shoot straight from long range, but they found a way to win it.
Yeah, and that's important to underline there, because going into the tournament, you always are concerned, I'm sure, as a coach, what if you're not making the three-point shot? Can you still find a way to score inside the arc? And certainly the Hawkeyes were able to do that. And even more impressively, Garza's last field goal came at 10:54. 10:54 of the half, which put Iowa into a 44-43 lead. And then they relied on others, most notably Wieskamp and Bohannon, to handle the scoring. After Potter's two free throws tied it at 52-all with 3:26 remaining, Iowa just made more plays. The Badgers went through a stretch of over 9 minutes without a field goal at the end of the game.
Yep, two field goals, both from Trice, both threes in the last 9 minutes and 20 seconds here tonight. The UPS final score, Iowa 62, Wisconsin 57. UPS working together to achieve great things like the Badgers. That's problem solving. Visit UPS.com to learn more. We're back with the Ford postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Badger basketball has been brought to you by Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
Well, the last 10 minutes of the game, the Badgers hit just three field goals. They get to the foul line in the second half, go 6-for-6. But Iowa's worked defensively and an ability to drive to the basket on a night where the Hawkeyes were just 2 of 20 from the floor. And Fran McCaffrey's team moves on with a 62-57 win over Wisconsin. Luka Garza with 24 points and 9 rebounds, 18 of his 24 points coming in the first half. Jordan Bohannon ends up with 11. Joe Wieskamp with 10, all of his points inside the three-point line here tonight. 7 for C.J. Frederick, 6 for Keegan Murray, and 2 for Patrick McCaffrey. Dimitri Trice with 19 points, 15 coming after halftime. Had a personal 12-point scoring run going for him in the second half. Micah Potter, 17 points and 8 rebounds. Brad Davison with 10. Aleem Ford with 5 and 2 apiece for Tyler Wall, Nate Reavers, and Jonathan Davis. Iowa wins 62-57. We'll have more of our Ford postgame show coming up. We'll also pick our Annex Wealth Management difference maker of the game. This is Badger basketball from Learfield IMG College. Ford postgame show continues. Iowa knocks off Wisconsin tonight 62-57. Last 8 games the Badgers have played, 5 of them have been against opponents that are probably going to be top 2 seeds in this upcoming NCAA tournament. You get, a couple games against Michigan and Illinois, and 3 times against Iowa, all setbacks, but schedule strength high. That's
yeah, I'm thinking it's encouraging and it's frustrating because you're walking away from another 2-possession loss, right? And because you see all the good things and you see the things that don't allow you to finish at the end.
Mm-hmm. You do. Yeah, with a Badger team tonight that was 15 of 40 inside the arc. Credit to Iowa with 10 block shots. And also, I think at times, too, when you're really struggling, we saw the Badgers with some of these turnovers, they had 14 of them. That is very uncharacteristic for Wisconsin. And I think some of those were unforced, where they were rushing, trying to, maybe go too far above the speed limit. And when, every possession is precious and you give away possessions like that, it really does come back to haunt.
Yeah, they were 6 of 19 at the rim.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Iowa's ability to block shots or alter shots and some rushed shots in there.
Yeah, that's a combination.
Absolutely.
And the defensive presence kind of sometimes speeds you up, doesn't it?
Good length from guys, not named Garza. Patrick McCaffrey has some length. Wieskamp is 6'6", but he's got a little long arm of the law to him. Keegan Murray as well. So the Hawkeyes, they have made some significant improvement on the defensive end of the floor, which leads us into our Annex Wealth Management difference maker of the game. Annex Wealth Management, know the difference, and you got to give a lot of credit to Iowa's defense for being a big factor in this game tonight. And also, Mike, Iowa's ability, and they missed 18 of their 20 shots from the three-point line. They're the best three-point shooting team in the Big Ten. So what do? You drive the ball, and they're able to do that tonight.
Yeah, that's an adjustment that really good teams make. don't they? They don't rely on just one aspect of their game. And as we pointed out, they didn't rely on Garza down the stretch either.
No. Carried him in the first half.
Yeah, but they went to other players who carried the burden when they needed points in a tie ball game at 52-all. It was Wieskamp and Bohannon who took over.
And that's what makes Iowa dangerous here if they can continue to be this much improved team defensively. Garza is Garza, but we've talked about it during this season, certainly in the three meetings. Greg Gard has mentioned it. He's got weapons around him, and a guy like C.J. Frederick, it was a quiet night for him tonight, but, you know, he can be an X factor for this team. Jordan Bohannon's ability to score and distribute. Wieskamp, a most deserving second team. He probably could have made an argument, you know, some probably did, to put him with the first group, but definitely among the top 10 players in the league, and they're able to find other ways to win a grinder of a game here tonight. 62-57, the Hawkeyes a winner. When we continue, we will look back at this day in the Big Ten tournament in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
On the Badger Sports Network, Badger Basketball has been brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by U.S. Bank, helping individuals and businesses work toward their financial goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. This is the Badger Postgame Show.
Court Postgame Show continues as Iowa defeats Wisconsin tonight, 62-57, earlier today in this Big Ten Conference tournament. Michigan knocked off Maryland 79-66. Some sideline theatrics. Juwan Howard and Mark Turgeon exchanging words, and not particularly friendly
words. Let's book
words.
Them for a cage match.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Yeah, there you go. Sure. They'll play Ohio State tomorrow. Michigan will. Buckeyes and Purdue had a wildly entertaining game this afternoon. Big comeback for Purdue to force overtime. Travion Williams was lights out, but Ohio State got the better of him in OT, 87-78. First game of the night session, no drama. Illinois 90, Rutgers 68. The Illini in control throughout the game.
I'm anticipating some fireworks between the Wolverines and the Buckeyes if we rewind the tape to February 21st in Columbus. Michigan won 92-87. The Wolverines shot 53%. Buckeye shot around 53%. Five players for Michigan were in double figures. Dwayne Washington had 32 for Ohio State. I thought it was one of the most entertaining games of the season, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the one that, for a time, the Iowa-Illinois game probably was the early leader in the clubhouse, but I think most folks who watch a lot of Big Ten basketball, you put that one at the top of the list. And also in that, what was notable there, Ohio State, you know, played terrific offensively, but that started what turned out to be a four-game losing streak for Ohio State to win the regular season. Now the Buckeyes with back-to-back wins in Indianapolis yesterday against Minnesota, and of course today against Ohio State. Illinois and Iowa, that's part two. I mean, they had a great game in Champaign. Garza and Coburn and on down the line, Io Dosunmu. You're going to have a little star power on the floor tomorrow.
You like Dosunmu's little Batman shield
Very
that he's
nice.
Wearing? It was kind of interesting. They were talking about how he's been forced to wear that off the floor as well. So when he's lifting weights, when he's going to team meals, anything he does just to make sure that becomes a part of who he is, because he's going to have to wear it during the tournament.
I always think when Orlando Tucker had that, when he broke his nose in his career and he had the bigger mask, and he hated it.
Oh, he did. I remember that.
And eventually he just threw it away. Henry had to fight with Henry Perez. Gary, got to wear it. And he did. But they've made some advancements. His mask is a little more involved, and being a fan of breathing when you're on the basketball court, he finally just discarded it and then became Orlando Tucker again. So advancements in facial protection. It's a very, very good semifinal Saturday in the Big Ten. I know a lot of folks are clamoring for a Michigan-Illinois championship game. The Illini, their athletic director, Josh Whitman, endearing himself to his coach and the fan base by trying to campaign to be a co-champ. But everybody, including the Illinois AD, voted for a winning percentage, knowing that we could have an unequal number of games played. Michigan had the best winning percentage, even though Illinois had the most wins. So, but they got to get by pretty tough opponents tomorrow, with Michigan playing Ohio State and Illinois square an off.
I just wonder what Mike Smith does for an encore. Man, was he terrific today, wasn't he?
Yeah, he really was. He was just outstanding.
And I give credit to Juwan Howard for taking some pieces from outside his program and then meshing them with the returning players. And it's been a seamless transition for Smith to take over for Xavier Simpson, right? I mean, there has been no drop-off, really.
No, it hasn't. Then you got Chauncey Brown from Wake Forest who's come in, and he's played. He certainly has filled his role.
And you go find a Dickinson out of the Washington, D.C. area. Apparently, others had chances to recruit him, but they were a little bit more persistent in Ann Arbor. And that's one battle you'd love to win.
Yeah, a very mature freshman, right? Is he 20?
20 years old. He plays and acts like he's 30 years old.
He's a man.
He really is.
Absolutely a man. Iowa a winner tonight, 62-57. We will take another break and back with more as our Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
On the Badger Sports Network, Badger Basketball has been brought to you by the Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, building Wisconsin together. Usinger's Famous Sausage, made in Milwaukee since 1880. And by Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Ford postgame show continues. Iowa 62, Wisconsin 57 tonight. Pretty good defense from both teams in this game as we are joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. I know, Coach, probably a couple things we can look at here with what Iowa was able to do defensively against your guys down the stretch. I'm going to guess you're looking at the turnover total, too, as being one of the real big keys of this game tonight.
Yeah, that specifically in a lower scoring, lower possession game like this, Matt, I thought we had the pace at where we wanted to, the tempo. Obviously, that puts the score where you want it. But we needed to finish some possessions better. And obviously, you have 14 of them. We haven't had 14 in a long time. So, removed a lot of opportunities for us offensively.
Greg, did the fact that they were able to block so many shots factor into some of those misses close to the rim, too, that they altered some of your shot opportunities?
Yeah, I thought at times we didn't make the best decision in terms of taking the shot that we took in there. And I'll have to look through the tape to see exactly the sequence of everything. But I thought we did. They did a good job of protecting the rim. They're long. McCaffrey's long. Patrick McCaffrey got one. I know for sure Garza got a couple. We'll learn from that and try to make sure we're making better decisions in there.
You guys must have been doing a lot of things well defensively, too. The tempo was what you wanted, but this is the best three-point shooting team in the league, and they missed some looks they normally make, but maybe your guys had a little something to do with that, too?
Yeah, I thought we did. That was part of the game plan, trying to take away the threes and make it a two-point, try to keep them off the free throw line, obviously. We didn't want to foul, which I thought we did a decent job of that. They only shoot 10 free throws, and they've been shooting, in the 20s or more. And keep it half to score with two-point field goals. I thought defensively, we're 62 points on 65 possessions, so defensively we're good enough, even though there were some breakdowns. And the offensive rebound extended possessions or gave them point possessions that were big and key times. And then obviously our inability to become more consistent or shoot the ball better, take care of the ball so we had more shots. It was the offensive end. I thought that we really needed a little bit more juice.
Did you see enough out of these two games that gives you some encouragement going into the NC2A tournament next week?
Yeah, I've seen enough out of the last four, Mike, really. I thought we played well at Iowa. I thought we played well at Purdue. I thought we played pretty well yesterday for most of the game, maybe not quite at the end. And I thought we played pretty well tonight for the most part. Obviously, not taking the turnovers are a thing that sticks out because we've been so good at taking care of the ball. And we had some very unforced ones. But, we've been playing this is the best league in the country, bar none. So we're as well prepared going into next week as you can possibly be. We've been through the gauntlet, through the ringer, through the whatever you want to call it, the washer, the dryer, everything. This group has had a lot of battles.
You just, final thought, you just finished a game, so I don't know how much you could answer. But you guys, you're going to be down there, and you're not coming back home. You're going to stay. So what maybe a little downtime for these guys, but what are you allowed to do and where are you allowed to do it if you want to get some practice time here coming up?
Well, we will check into the NCAA bubble Sunday. I don't know exactly the logistics of everything, but we do have to have, I think, 18 to 24 hours of isolation, testing, et cetera, before we're allowed to practice. So if we check in it on Sunday, we could hopefully use Sunday, Monday as our testing window and potentially practice, you know, by Tuesday at the latest, maybe Monday night. But I think those logistics are still being worked out with those people that are in charge of that.
So a little chance maybe for these guys to catch their breath a little bit after two tough back-to-back games here.
Tomorrow off and likely Sunday off as well, too. So which is good. I mean, this is two games in 2 days that have been both physical, and we need to recharge here a little bit and prepare as we walk into next week.
All right, Greg, appreciate your time. Be safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Luke, time for us to select our hardest working player. Built by Menards in a game where it became very difficult to score in the second half, Demetri Trice did all he could.
We could split it up between the two halves. Potter was really effective in the first half and Trice in the second.
We can do whatever we want with that.
All right, let's do that then.
Yeah. Micah was 17 points in the game tonight for Wisconsin, 11 in the first half, and he got to the foul line there with the Badgers in the second half.
And he was battling Garza, and that's not an easy thing to do. And we were talking about how he played a little extended minutes tonight, too.
27. That's 5-plus above average.
But carrying Garza around the floor is not easy.
That's like, if you want to translate that into real human minutes, that's probably like 87 minutes he played tonight. Yeah, Nate had a tough night, just 13 minutes, picked up a couple early fouls, and it got out of sync, finished with just 2 points tonight. So, we'll go with both of them. What Meech did in the second half, what Micah did in the first, our hardest working players built by Menards. Iowa wins 62-57. Back with more in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield IMG College. Iowa 62, Wisconsin 57. The Hawkeyes move on to the semifinal round of the Big Ten tournament tomorrow. Close game throughout. Badgers led by 8, but that was brief early in the second half. They led by 6 at the break at the first bucket of the second half, but just 3 field goals for Wisconsin over the last 10 minutes. A lot of credit to the Hawkeyes, what they're able to do defensively. Some self-inflicted issues for Wisconsin as well, to be sure. But Iowa wins the grinder tonight by 5. Here are some of your highlights on our calls of the game. Badgers with this hot stretch now have hit 50% from the floor. They have made their last 6 shots. Davison goes inside a lean for it. It will not get any easier than that. Makes the catch, sends it through. Little dunk from a lean for 27-24 Wisconsin. Demetri Trice outside left. High screen from Potter. Trice out front, screen and roll. Potter catches. Slam dunk, Micah Potter. They weren't going to get in the way of Potter on that dunk. 32-26 Wisconsin. 2:05 left to the first half. Micah left of the lane, looking to back on Garza. Backing, left block. Steps up, and the shot blocked away by Garza. Potter gets it back, and Micah on the reverse. Yes, sir. Potter stays with it. Hits the reverse going left to right. 36-33 Wisconsin. Here's Trice, gets a high bump from Potter, pulls up. Mid-range jump right side is good. Here comes Meech. 43-40 Wisconsin. 12:42 to play. Back to Trice. Throws to Davison. Sends to Anderson, 8 to shoot. Trevor off the wing, feeds Trice. Left corner 3, good again. Oh, Demetri Trice is hot. 17 seconds left, here comes Demetri Trice. Got to go in a hurry. Trice for 3 on the right side. It's good, Demetri Trice. Another triple. Timeout Wisconsin with 11.9 seconds remaining. 60-57 Iowa as the Badgers use their final timeout. And the Hawkeyes money at the free throw line. Jordan Bohannon going 4 for 4 at the line down the stretch. He can go 4 for 4 with his eyes closed. He's been that good at the foul line in his career. Iowa wins 62-57. So now the waiting game is on for Wisconsin before the selection show on Sunday. Projections seem to have them more toward the middle in that 8 range, maybe the 7 range. Like to stay out of the 8-9 game, but
yeah,
it's out of their hands now.
That's the way I look at it. So I'm going to predict a 7 seed. I see some, the bracketologists have have lowered their expectations over the last couple of weeks. So they've dropped from around 6 to maybe 8. So I'll go, I'll cut it in half, go 7.
Get right down the middle. Yep. And let's all keep our fingers crossed we can get there. It's been a little eventful on the COVID front with obviously Duke, which likely needed to win the ACC tournament. They would have been arguing had they got to the championship game, but that's all for naught. Their season is over. But Virginia, their fingers are crossed that they had to bow out of the ACC tournament. They are keeping their fingers crossed they don't have an outbreak. And Kansas had to withdraw from the Big 12 tournament. So you've got, you know, a couple programs probably in that 3-4 seed line right now, not to mention that they're rather high profile, and one of those teams won the last national title in Virginia. You kind of look around, see what else happens in college basketball. Hopefully very little, hopefully nothing, but we'll find out.
Well, the one thing I think that favors this league is that they played this tournament in Indianapolis, and that those teams who look like they're going to be playing next week won't have to go anyplace.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that aids the transition.
Yeah, kind of. Probably for them, it's good news, bad news, because they're going to be looking at their hotel walls. But and then once the NCAA tournament begins, it really goes into lockdown mode. They had some freedoms. They have some freedoms this week in the Big Ten tournament, but leaving the hotel, probably not going to happen unless you're going to the arena.
No communication with their parents face-to-face.
Correct. So it's they all know it. It's the price that they have to pay.
And I think they're willing to pay it, too.
They are. But it still is something that those of us who sit around and watch and talk and type about it need to appreciate what all these guys have been going through throughout college basketball, not just Wisconsin, obviously. Well, for us, especially Wisconsin, but everybody else doing this for our enjoyment and for their chance to pursue their passion, and that's playing this great game of basketball. So the Badgers will find out late Sunday afternoon. The NCAA tournament, by the way, begins 1 week from tonight. It's going to swing Friday through Monday. Those first couple of rounds normally is Thursday through Sunday, but they're moving it Friday, Saturday, the first round games, and then the round of 32.
Well, they have that protocol where teams have to test negative seven days leading up to competition.
Yep. So we'll all see how it works out. Iowa wins it tonight, 62-57. So the semifinal games tomorrow, Michigan and Ohio State. Illinois will take on Iowa. That'll do it for us. This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield IMG College under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Learfield IMG College. The announcers are provided by Learfield IMG College and approved by the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, Jeff Bell from UW Video Services, and Devin Feely back at our studio, this is Matt LePay reminding you to join us next week for the Badgers in the NCAA tournament. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.